You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
Hello, today is a Google day in the most interesting thing in tech. First off, the company announced their earnings, and as usual, they generated a lot of money. So for 2019, their total search revenue was about $100 billion. For the first time in their earnings report, they broke out their YouTube earnings, which were $15 billion for last year, and they broke out their cloud earnings, which were, I think, about $9 billion for last year. So, big numbers, as usual, slightly below expectations, so the stock is down. But the more interesting story about Google today is an experiment that an artist in Germany carried out over the weekend. So he wanted to show how Google Maps traffic analysis is done. And make some points about it. So he filled a little wagon with 99 phones, opened up Google Maps on them, and just started to walk down the streets of Berlin. And sure enough, Google Maps showed red lines. It showed traffic congestion because it interpreted the man and his wagon with 99 phones as a bunch of buses that were stopped or cars that were moving slowly. He walked around Google headquarters. And it's pretty neat, A, because, well, it's funny. B, reminds us how Google Map works. And also, it reminds us of complex relationship we have with technology, where we're constantly using it, we're getting input from Google Maps, but we're also constantly creating it. And not only that, we build these technological tools. We build phones, we build Google Maps. And then those tools help shape us. As he walks along the streets of Berlin, cars are rerouted, which reminds us that cars are constantly being routed, not by the way our cities were designed or by industrial choices, but by what the software tells us based on what it's learning. Usually, what it's learning is accurate. Sometimes, what it's learning is distorted by a guy with a little red wagon or some other cause. So, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.